After yesterday's elections, Democrats will hold a majority in the U.S. House come January. That meant the party flipped a number of Republican seats around the country. And one of those flips came in a district just over the Vermont border in New York's 19th congressional district, while another New York district to the north stayed Republican. Here to break down those and a few more New York results is David Lombardo, a Capitol reporter for the Albany Times-Union. Hey, David.
Hello.
So first, in the 19th district, Democrat Antonio Delgado beat John Faso in a close race. How did Delgado pull off that win?
I think he rode a national wave of momentum to victory. This was an district where healthcare was a major issue, and John Faso was on the wrong side of it. I think at the end of the day, it's a purple district, and there was enough sentiment against Faso on that issue that Delgado was able to get over the finish line.
So, you know, this was something that we heard about nationally throughout the lead up to this race, that Democrats were really laying in on health care and using that as a sticking point to Republicans. So it seemed like that strategy really played out well for them here.
Yeah, it definitely worked in here. And I think what we saw as a divide across the country was Democrats were focused on health care, Republicans not so much, not their top issue. They were considering things like immigration, taxes. Like I said, this district, though, is pretty purple. It's split with Democrats and Republicans. Those independents, though, they're the ones who you're trying to pick up in this district, and they leaned in Delgado's favor this time.
Let's look to the north a bit. Elise Stefanik held on to her seat in the 21st district, beating back a challenge by Tedra Cobb. Was that result ever in question throughout this race?
I think maybe months and months and months and months ago, there was some sort of feeling that maybe you could have a upset. This is a district that was held previously by a blue dog, Bill Owens. But at the end of the day, this is a district that went for Trump pretty heavily. Stefanik's well entrenched. She's well liked. And she wasn't susceptible to the same sort of national trends. This is a district where Republicans greatly outnumber Democrats. So it's a much heavier lift to pull off an upset.
And then another district, the 22nd district, which is to the west between Albany and Syracuse. Democrats may pick up a seat there. What's that looking like at this point?
Yeah, at this point, I think you have to think that Anthony Brindisi, the Democrat, a assemblyman from the Utica area, is well positioned to unseat Claudia Tenney, a freshman Republican. And this is a kind of a big surprise if you were looking at this race 2 years ago, because it's a district with 30,000 more Republicans than Democrats. It went for Trump by 16 points. It did not go for Obama in 2012. And Brindisi, though, is a very popular, sort of pragmatic guy. Claudia Tenney, not as much. She was trying to ride a Trump coattail. And in a midterm election for the first time for a president, that usually isn't very good for his party. And I think she was more a victim of just how the party itself was not that popular.
And finally, David, New Yorkers picked candidates for the state legislature yesterday as well. What will the makeup of the legislature in Albany look like now?
And this is where things really get interesting, because instead of having a divided state government, New York is going to have complete Democratic control, and by a wide margin. Democrats in the Senate were just barely outside of a controlling interest. They had 31 seats in a 63-seat chamber before. Now they've got 39. There are going to be a lot of liberal policies coming up on the agenda next year. Whether they get done, who knows? But that means marijuana legalization, the DREAM Act, maybe even single-payer health care could all be receiving a vote in New York next year.
Definitely things to keep an eye out for. David Lombardo is a Capitol Bureau reporter for the Albany Times-Union. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
It's been a pleasure, Henry.